Out in the street, they call it murder. Hello, and welcome to Squashcast, your best source for squash training tips and news from around the PSA. My name is Foster Birch, and I'll be your host. On today's episode, September 10th, 2006, this is Episode 5. We'll begin today's episode with a PSA update. It's been an excellent week for PSA competition, with the conclusion of the Al-Haram World Open in Cairo, Egypt. The semifinals featured matches between Thierry Linkou and David Palmer, which David Palmer won in a grueling five-set battle with Thierry Linkou. On the other side of the draw, Frenchman Gregory Gauthier knocked off hometown favorite Amir Shabana in a well-played duel. The Frenchman showed he's really come of age, showing great maturity, and he really used his youth and endurance to his advantage against Amir, who, quite honestly, looked to be feeling the expectations of the crowd. There were over 3,000 viewers that night, which is, I believe, one of the largest crowds in recent memory to view a squash match, and he really appeared to be feeling the pressure. Wasn't going for his trademark drop shots. Didn't seem to be as free-flowing or unpredictable as he has been in other matches where I've seen him play. So, seemed to be feeling the weight of expectations in this one. It's a great disappointment to the crowd, of course, when he lost, but the match was very well played. In the final, between Gauthier and Palmer, we had a real thriller. This may have been one of the best matches I've seen in years. Certainly the best match I've seen all year long. It had everything. Palmer lost his shoe. At one point, he was wearing different shoes. I mean, he was down 2-love. He had his back against the wall. It was unbelievable. If you're ever going to go out and watch PSA Live TV, this would be the match to watch. And if you really want to see what it's like to, what it means to have your heart in the game, David Palmer should be your exemplar. This 107-minute battle is one for the record books. The final score was 9-11, 9-11, 11-9, 11-10, and 11-2. Palmer faced 5 match points to come back in this one. Now, on to today's topic. Building a squash community around you that will help you develop your game. One thing I've learned over the past year as I've been getting back into squash and trying to really move my game forward is that sometimes it's hard to find the right opponent. Sometimes the biggest challenge you'll have in your training regime is lining up good opponents on the days when you're ready to train. So one solution I've had for this has been to put together a round robin. Now you might ask, why would you do this? What's the advantage of the round robin? Why not just set up individual matches with players? And I'll tell you why. The round robin is nice because it builds a sense of community with you and your squash playing friends. And you'll soon see that people really look forward to coming together and playing in this format. I like to do the round robin on a day when I typically would be playing a weaker player. So there's not too much pressure to find, every player in your group has to be stronger than you. You can have some stronger players, some weaker players. But the important thing is to play with people who you enjoy spending time with on this day. Now what I've done is gone off, and every time I go to the gym and the club and I meet somebody, I'll get their email address. And I've accumulated a good number, and over time I figured out who was what level. And ultimately, you'll have a group of guys and gals who like to come together on a regular basis and get it on. Play some hard-fought single game matches. The way I like to set it up is to have two courts basically, and if you win, you move up a court. If you lose, you move down a court. You play one game, English scoring to 9, and this seems to keep things moving pretty well. Typically, if you have two courts, I'll invite 6 to 8 people. We'll play for an hour and a half, and when it's all said and done, everyone's had a chance to play everyone else. We have some scores to look at, we have a champion to crown, and everybody's had a fun practice, as well as a little competition. And it's nice because you get to play against several different playing styles in a relatively short period of time, and it keeps you fresh. So the round robin, excellent way to build community and to train. So check that out. Try that out. Now, if you want to take your round robin practice up to the next level, and you've been doing this for a while with some people, try to convince them to go in with you and buy a video camera. Not very expensive, especially if you get a couple people doing it. Maybe you just throw in $100 and start recording your sessions. Once you've recorded them, take them off, put them onto your computer, put a little soundtrack to it, throw it up on YouTube. That's something I've been doing recently, and people have been getting a pretty good kick out of it. So everybody likes to see themselves in slow-mo, hitting a sweet drop shot set to some nice techno music. So that's something you can try out, too, as a way to really encourage people to enjoy the round robin. No one wants to look bad on the highlight reel, so try that out. And that concludes this episode of Squashcast. Hope you've enjoyed it. Hope you'll continue to train hard this week. And we'll be joining me next week when we discuss Jim Zug's book on the history of squash. Thanks, and keep your eye on the ball and heart in the game. This has been Foster Birch for Squashcast.